This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Month. We start April tomorrow. We had that rain pass through, and it is east of the city right now. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Last week, the Fed met. The Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, decided to hold interest rates steady. And talking to Aaron Farragonio, our producer, last week, I said, geez, I wonder what effect this will have on mortgage rates, because a lot of people were anticipating, and it's a complicated factor to figure out what the interest rates are from the Fed and how that trickles down to mortgage rates. So we decided to reach out to Lynn Bingham, who is a real estate mogul. Hi, Lynn.
I don't know about that, but hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, nobody follows these things in terms of interest rates closer, because it is a big factor in your world each and every day, right?
Of course. Of course. And I every day I wait for my little email messages from about 15 different sources. So they haven't come in yet this morning, but you're absolutely correct. They're still hanging in the mid-sixes, which is... it's a challenge for a lot of people to, you know, to say, okay, we're going to leave our 3% mortgage and go pay a 6.5% mortgage. So that's, you know, that is definitely something that's a factor right now.
Also, Lynn, besides the current homeowners who are thinking about making a change of some kind, like maybe downsizing, but there's also the first-time buyer. And it would seem to me that this would affect them even more, because, you know, 1% change in the interest rate could make a big difference for a first-time buyer, right?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. It makes a difference, you know, for their budget, obviously. It could go right out the window. And then, you know, you have to also put on the extra taxes, too. You know, that everything, it's like a domino effect. So it definitely poses a challenge to mostly the group. We say that the group 100,000 and lower, or, you know, the very high end million and higher, obviously they do not get as affected. But when you're talking about like the sweet spot between 2 and 5, 2 and 6, that's where we're finding the lower inventory, and it's because people don't really know if they can afford to move.
Right. It's one thing if your real estate has increased in value over the years, but the question is, if you're able to sell and take advantage of that, then where do you go to get a great deal, you know, unless you're super downsizing, right?
Right. And, you know, that's right now, that's where people have to make their decision, you know, their final decisions. Otherwise, they're finding themselves basically doing a lateral move, you know. So that's one of the challenges. And, you know, the other one, it has been low inventory because of what we just spoke about. So, and that's pretty much across the board. So the low inventory and the rate, I think the rates wouldn't even be as huge of a problem if we could be picking up more inventory, but it seems to be a cycle. So we're not sure how that's going to work itself out.
You know, Lynn, one thing that did surprise me just a few days ago, a friend of mine had built a home recently in Sumner Butler County. They put it on the market. It listed at like 9:30 in the morning, and they got a call from the realtor after about 2 hours, like 11:30 before lunchtime that same day. They had four showings scheduled. They sold it the next day. It was under contract the next day in an all-cash deal. And I'm surprised at the great number of people who are doing all-cash deals right now.
There's a lot of people. I mean, again, it depends on, you know, what range you're in. But there have been a lot more cash deals. And then, you know, if the rates do come down by the end of the year, which we've been told is supposed to happen, but we were also told that that was supposed to be happening along the way. So, but when the rates do come down, you can always choose to refinance down the road, you know? So if you're in that category that can afford that, that's great. But that's also not the masses, you know, but the quick sale that you're talking about, you know, there are still pockets that are immediate. As long as you're positioning your property correctly and you're pricing it correctly, there are still the multiple bid situations. I just think that the people who are not understanding that we're not in COVID anymore, and, you know, you really do have to be cognizant of how you're pricing your home, that's where we're starting to see them sit a little bit longer like they had been before COVID. And, you know, and any kind of price reductions, which honestly, before now, we hadn't seen that in a couple of years.
And one of the things in the last few with the high mortgage rates, Lynn, as you know, people will say, well, I'll jump in now because I'll be able to, you know, refinance at some point. But a lot of people are still holding on to that happening soon. Before you go, what is the inventory like in that 200,000 to 500,000 range around the region?
Starting to pick up. Spring market always was closer to the end of January, early February in the past. And I think that it just pushed itself back a little bit. And I'd like to think that now, you know, things are starting to come on in a little bit more substantial. But before that, you know, it's been challenging to find something for someone. You know, there are buyers out there, but inventory still remains low for this season.
Lynn, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Lynn Bingham, real estate mogul.
Yeah, Larry, it seems to me like this is the best time to be a seller in this market that's probably in a long time.
But to Lynn's point, that's great.
Yeah.
If you have a plan on where to go, because you end up in the same boat, and it's a lateral move financially in many cases.